Right now, though, let's open the door and welcome our Dunham & Miller sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas. He teaches psychology there. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell, the psychologist and noted author, and he's going to talk to us about the psychology of winning the ALDS.
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Well, Dr. Maxwell, how are you?
Dr. Maxwell.
I'm just having a wonderful day.
Yes, always great to see you.
It's always good to be on with you guys. You know, I only do two radio programs.
Really? Mm-hmm.
This one and Think with Chris Boyd.
Oh, very highbrow.
Oh, here comes the coffee.
Always got to get the coffee going.
Just had to have a sip of my morning coffee.
Yes, indeed. Well, you're looking
to get
well.
A little pick me up, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You look well.
Oh, thank you very much, Craig. You look beautiful as always.
Well, beautiful.
Huh.
Well, thank you, I guess.
I'm not really sure what that meant.
Good morning, Dennis Fruitworth. Let's take spirits.
That's already been taken, I think, as a slogan, if you're going to try to start using that one.
Okay, I brought in a few books here. You know, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I'm like the world's foremost sports psychologist and author.
Yes, you've written over 3,000 books.
Over 3,000 books. I've passed Isaac Asimov as the most prolific author of all time. And, you know, the Rangers have won now four playoff games in their entire history.
True. Uh-huh.
Which is, oddly enough, three more than Tony Romo's ever won. So they're doing well so far. In fact, Tony and I have written a book. I didn't know if you guys have seen this at your local bookstore. It's called Less Throws and More Hoes, My Book of Goals by Tony Romo.
I can't believe you write a book like that.
But the Rangers, I know everyone's very excited and ecstatic, and their mood is better than it was.
Is what?
Appreciably better than it was, last year.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
He's saying appreciably again.
Why is he swallowing it so much?
I don't know.
Okay, appreciably.
But it's hard to win a championship.
Not the only thing he's been swallowing.
Very difficult. Very difficult to win one.
I'm sorry Craig interrupted you like that.
The Rangers could take a page from the Mavs, for example. You know, because you remember how close we get with the Mavs and everyone thought it was going to happen and it didn't happen.
I think we all remember that.
Remember
that?
That?
Yes.
Remember that? It was a sports
Miami
thing
series,
that happened.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, I wrote a book with Dirk Nowitzki about that. It's called How a Bunch of Hard-Partying Brothers Cost Me a Title by Dirk Nowitzki. His idea, I was very against it. I said, I don't want anything to do with this. But
that sounds controversial.
Very controversial. And I already have a few books out about the Rangers ALDS win.
It's only been a day, 2 days.
How could you crank out a book that fast?
I have a very good printer.
Wow.
Yes. Here's one for you. This is great. Everyone loves the story of Josh Hamilton, right?
Sure.
And any time I can get Josh to write a book, I am just in gold. I mean, people love this man.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Not Only Quit Drugs, But I Quit Hitting in the Postseason by Josh Hamilton.
Well, now that's an odd subject for an entire book.
It's a book. How would you like this? I've been selling this a lot in the Tampa Bay area, in St. Petersburg and Tampa. I've been selling a lot of these. It's called Overthinking Baseball, A Managerial Guide by Joe Madden. Here you go.
He's been accused of that.
How about this one? Also selling well in the Tampa Bay area, My Quest to Win 20 Games, subtitled F. Cliff Lee by David Price.
That's selling well down there?
Selling well, okay. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
You know, I think those fans down there aren't so great of fans. How about this one? This is a great new autobiography by...
What?
It's a great new autobiography. It's called
autobiography.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called Yankee Next Year, But Ranger Now by Cliff Lee.
Let's hope not.
Timely book.
How about this one? Every Ranger fan wants to get this huge oversized coffee table book.
Oh, that's a beauty.
It's called We Did What We Does, We Did What We Do, and Other Zen Sayings by Ron Washington. It's kind of spiritual book.
That's interesting.
I'll take one of those.
And everyone loves cookbooks, right?
Sure.
How about this one? It's called Vermin, It's What's for Dinner, the Nolan Ryan Cookbook by Nolan Ryan. With a foreword by Greystoke.
Huh.
And, you know, because I like to publish things so very quickly, we like to get them out there as soon as possible to, you know, tie them in with the actual events.
Take advantage of the momentum.
Take advantage of the momentum. Mm-hmm. So, a couple anticipatory books here. I see this is a galley copy. You guys will enjoy this. So we're getting ready for this to be printed as soon as it becomes possible to release it to the market. It's called The World's Biggest Coke Binge, My Life After a World Series Victory by Ron Washington.
Oh, he wouldn't write something like that. That's ridiculous.
It's just a galley. In the event that...
It happens, right.
In the event that news items occur that would justify it,
okay,
we have it ready to go.
Wow, boy, you work hard.
Yes. Yeah. So you guys have a great American League Championship Series.
Oh, well,
we will.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Dr. Maxwell, one quick question.
Yes.
Don't do it.
The young gentleman that accompanied you today that's outside the studio?
Uh-huh.
Is he your gay lover?
What? That's my assistant, bitch!
Every time. Just leave him alone about his personal life, would you?
Sorry, Dr. Maxwell.
8:50 here on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
No. Man, it's kind of zippy to clown.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.